I'm going to say 30.
About 30, man.
Drew, how many contracts have you put together here the last couple weeks?
Let's see. Let me take a quick look. Guys, we're at 28 contracts in excess of $130 million worth of deals. Been a busy week. I definitely feel a lot better today than I did the last 2 weeks that we talked. It's been nice to get a lot of this work done, and we still have a number of really important free agents out there. No doubt about it. I still have a lot of work to do. But it is, between that and the draft, it's still very hectic, but it certainly feels a lot better. It was a ton of pressure, guys. I mean, when you're an agent and you're in free agency, what you realize is that your clients and their families really depend on your hard work. And it is a lot of moving parts because the teams, when they make you an offer, it doesn't necessarily stay at that number. It moves up, it moves down, It can disappear. So if you're an agent, and let's say I'm representing Lamar Miller in free agency, and I get an offer from the Houston Texans, and we ask for more money, it's possible that they could turn around and go to another player and make a deal. So, you've got to know when to pull the trigger. You also have to know when to be more aggressive, but it is an awful lot of pressure, and they're on any given day you can get a deal done. A couple days ago we got a deal done for Evan Mathis where, that kind of appeared out of thin air. It had been a pleasant surprise because Evan's from Arizona. Well, he actually lives in Phoenix, and the Cardinals are a great team. They made it to the championship game, but I didn't see that one coming at the very beginning of free agency, if you had asked me. So it's unpredictable, but you also have to close deals. And I tell my clients who are unsigned right now, and we have a lot of really good guys, I tell my clients, listen, it can change with one phone call. So, for example, guys, one of the things I'm going to be doing this weekend is I'm going to go to the NFL owners meetings. Thank God they're close to home. They're in Boca this year, but they're Sunday through Tuesday, and I'll go and chase down NFL general managers. Now it's more about agents chasing teams than it is about teams chasing the agents for their players. The guys that are out there now, you're going after the teams and you're focused on trying to persuade teams to give your guys a contract.
Drew, how do you split your time? Because you've got a bunch of guys coming out for this draft and you got pro days coming. You can't go to every pro day, can you?
No, I didn't. In fact, we've got 15 clients in the draft and I didn't go to any of the pro days so far. The reason for that is, agents' access at the pro days is really very limited. Secondly, most of the pro days are, position coaches and scouts, not so much, general managers. I mean, occasionally a general manager will come to a pro day like in Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State, but for the most part, we're limited in terms of the interaction we can have. So, I think that the rookies understand I'm doing my job. I think they would want me to be doing the same things during free agency instead of traveling around and being out of pocket. They can appreciate me having my phone literally glued to my ear.
Drew Rosenhaus is with us. Drew, you want teams to spend a boatload of money, obviously, for your clients. That's your job. But are there certain teams that you know every year that roll around that aren't big players in free agency that you kind of know, they're not going to be interested in my guy? They usually go a different route. Are there certain teams you look at and go, I'm not counting on them, but I know these teams over here, they're going to be big players in free agency this year?
Well, I will share something that is a dynamic that hurts, I think, free agents, and it's this whole compensatory pick calculation. If a team loses more free agents than they sign, then they've got a chance to collect on what are called compensatory draft picks, in the following year. So, for example, the Dolphins this year have been paying very close attention because they obviously didn't intend to lose Lamar or Olivier Vernon or Rashard Matthews or Derek Shelby. They wanted all those guys back, but felt like their contracts were too rich. So once the Dolphins started losing that group of players, I think they really started paying attention. And keep in mind, the big moves they made have not been in free agency. Mario Williams was released by the Bills, so he doesn't count against the compensatory pick calculations. He wasn't a UFA. Byron Maxwell, Kiko Alonso, they were trade players. That doesn't count in free agency. The Dolphins have yet to sign a really high-profile free agent player. So they're going to reap some serious benefits in the compensatory pick calculation. So, you know, one thing, as everyone comes down on the organization for losing out on the players that they did, and, you know, look, that can't be denied. At least they are being mindful going forward of the compensatory pick calculations.
Let me ask you about one guy that you have that I think is going to be a good, really good NFL player, and I don't hear anybody talk about him. I must have missed this since Deion Bush. I think this guy's got a chance to be a starting safety. Is there something wrong with this guy? I haven't heard much about him.
You know, he's flying a bit under the radar, but Deion has a bunch of workouts and visits. He's probably going to work out for maybe 10, 12 individual teams that are going to come here to Miami. He has so many workouts. We were just talking the other day about how we're going to keep him healthy through it. So, Joe, good spot by you. And, you know, quite honestly, you'll be hearing about him on draft day. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, Joe, speaking of the University of Miami, you know, the Dolphins brought in a ton of free agents, and I know people were frustrated when they saw, you know, we had a couple clients come in like Sean Spence and Josh Robinson, the cornerback. These are two local guys that signed elsewhere. One of the reasons why the Dolphins aren't signing a lot of these free agents, quite frankly, is because they are very mindful of the compensatory picks. So one of the things that I've said to the union is, can we get rid of the compensatory picks? Because it really does affect free agency. You know, if we're going to have true free agency, let's do it where teams aren't holding back because they want to collect on draft picks. I mean, let me give you an example.
See, I thought that was money, Drew. I didn't realize it was more the picks. I just thought it was just pure cash that these guys are getting more elsewhere.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a combination. Okay. So, I mean, I literally had teams say to me, look, Drew, we're not going to be able to sign this guy because we're mindful of where we are in the compensatory pick calculations. You know, we don't want to be upside down on that. And I will tell you that the Green Bay Packers, for example, they won't sign a free agent, period. They'll sign guys that are cut that they can, you know, won't count against their draft picks, but they're so mindful of getting extra picks.
Jeez.
That they, exactly. Now, this doesn't matter if you don't lose guys, but when the Dolphins, you know, the Dolphins have probably lost more guys than anyone else this year other than the Denver Broncos. So you've got to be very cognizant of not getting hammered. And again, guys that are cut in trades don't count against that calculation. And one of the teams that's really good at compensatory picks, the Baltimore Ravens, the Patriots, these guys, they amass multiple draft picks. So that's just something for people to keep in mind that isn't really talked about.
No, I never thought about it that way. I mean, that's get rid of that, man. You get rewarded for losing your own guys. Drew Rosenhaus is with us. Drew, who are some of your more high-profile guys that are still out there? I know Greg Hardy, his name is floating out there. Who else you got on the roster?
You know, you're exactly right. In fact, you know, I think one of the more challenging things right now when you get in this second wave of free agency is these are our veteran guys, you know. So we've got a couple former Dolphin players like Lewis Delmas and Jason Fox, some Hurricanes like Leonard Hankerson, and some guys that are great veterans like Ahmad Bradshaw. So we'll, you know, Antonio Smith from the Super Bowl champ Broncos. We'll get all these guys, former Dolphin, Tony McDaniel, we'll get all these guys signed, but they have not been in the first wave. So this is why I go to the owners' meetings and walk around knock on doors, knock on hotel room doors, blow up teams' phones to really work to get these guys signed. And you really have to. Because, again, you know, teams up until May 1st, every time they sign an unrestricted free agent, it does impact their compensatory picks. Now, some teams just don't care and are already signing guys and didn't lose many players, so it won't matter. But that is something I'm competing against right now when I try to get our guys signed.
That's really, really interesting. I seriously thought they were just on the cheap with everybody and didn't want to pay. I'm dead serious. I'm glad we found that out, because there's been a lot of frustration for Dolphin fans down here with a lot of guys coming through, including your guys that have signed elsewhere. Hey, I want to talk about a good first-round pick everybody raves about. A lot of people will see this weekend. I'm talking about Mr. J.M. Lexus, who, by the way, I saw him do his first commercials. Jim Dunn, he looked pretty good on TV, by the way. Did you see him, Drew?
I did.
He looked pretty good. He struggles in marriage, but I'll tell you what, he's pretty good on that spot.
Well, I will say that there isn't a more likable general manager.
The best.
And thank God when it comes to the automotive industry, there JM Lexus doesn't have to worry about draft picks, compensatory picks, the salary cap. So when you go over to JM Lexus, you're going to get the best deal for a Lexus. They're the number one volume Lexus dealer in the world, and they have been since 1992. That tells you about their consistency. It tells you about their ability to give you great deals and take care of their clients. They've got great salespeople, great service. They've got an amazing inventory, new cars, of course, pre-owned cars. And let me just tell you what, their dealership is unbelievable. It really is the most beautiful dealership I've ever been to. It's right off the turnpike on Sample Road. You go there, you've got all the amenities, free food. They've got massages. Who knows what you can get there? I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's a gorgeous setup, and you're going to be dealing with some of the nicest people. And let me tell you about Lexus. I drive one, and my wife and my family, and we all do business with Jim Dunn and my clients, and he's never let me down. I've sent dozens and dozens of customers to Jim Dunn, and every single one of them has come back to me and said, thank God you sent me to JM Lexus, and the repeat business is off the chart. Go see why JM Lexus is number one. JM Lexus, when you think of Lexus, think of JM.
Drew, thank you, man. You take care of yourself. Maybe I'll see you out there at a pro day or something, one of these things. Are you going to Miami Pro Day, maybe?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
The local one, I'll be out there, Joe. Hopefully I'll see you there.
All right, Drew, you take care.
Bye, buddy.
Drew Rosenhaus joining us.
That compensatory deal, you know, you think about it from his standpoint.
I didn't know. Yeah. I really thought
teams just don't want to spend the money on certain guys, but teams are getting rewarded for losing their own guys.
I haven't seen anybody write about that. So all these guys have been coming through, and we lose all of them. We haven't gotten any of them. So you're thinking, you know, every time they leave, well, cheap bastards didn't want to pay, right? Isn't that your first thought?
Right, but you also get rewarded. I mean, it's the NFL because they always want parity. So, like, the Dolphins would receive a third-round selection next year for losing Olivier
Vernon. So they're loading up on draft picks.
Right. They would receive a fourth-round selection for losing Lamar Miller next year, not
there's
in this draft.
There's only
next
one
year.
Part. You've still got to hit on your draft picks.
No question about
Sounds
it.
Sounds good, though. But yeah. You got to hit on your draft picks.
Hey,
man.
You can hit on a great deal right now. We're going to give you a chance to win a brand new Head Extreme Pro Tennis Racket. Who's that? Who's that? Is that you?
That's that Sharapova. I'm glad that is not playing for a while.
That sounded like Hingis, a little old school Martina Hingis.
From
Biscayne Tennis and Real Tennis. That's right, a brand new pro tennis racket. We're going to give you a chance to win that before we hand it off to the Big O Show. Hey, plus we got a Captain's Log coming up on us at 56022. Send us your thoughts via the Plumbers 911.com text.
She's not a very nice girl, by the way. You know that, right?
Who, Maria?
Not very nice.
I heard Martina's a freak. Remember all that stuff with her husband and all that other stuff that was going on?
I don't know
Martina?
About that, but Sharapova's not a very nice girl.
Okay.
And I hope she gets suspended forever. Well, just because she's not nice.
Well, fair enough. She can't beat Serena anyway.
Looks good, though.
Yeah. Here on Miami Sports Radio, 560 WQAM. Radio.com. Radio.com.